Nicola McDonald is the KiwiBank New Zealander of the Year for the Environmental Hero. She's Te Toa Tau, or Te Tau. And Nicola's from Ngāti Waitararoa, is the CEO at Ngāti Manuhiri. Firstly, welcome and congratulations to Hene. Tēnā koe, Nicola.
Morena, morena, Dale, morena, whānau. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think it's neat. And, you know, acknowledging your neat work in the conservation and the tail space over the years, Nicola. Well, what did you make of that comment from your whanaunga from Te Tukurau there, sister?
Well, I mean, I'm not surprised, and, you know, everybody has their different perspectives, and, you know, Winston's from the same generation as my father, and my, you know, and my father and my grandfather, they, you know, they'd probably turn in their graves because I turned back the dairy farm back to wetlands. So, you know, it's everyone's entitled to their opinion, but at the end of the day, the environment is not an infinite resource to be exploited and extracted. We need to look after it and protect it.
You did what, Nicola? Turned the dairy farm back to wetland?
Absolutely, absolutely.
What's happened, you know, since? Why did you do that, and how's it played out?
Well, the reason why I did it is that, first of all, Takahiwai, which is where Winston and I both actually come from, has natural wetlands right throughout the whole Rohe of Patuharakiki. My grandfather was a World War II Māori battalion soldier that came home and turned that land into a sustainable resource for our whānau, which was fantastic. And my father did the same. What I decided to do was actually look at the land itself. There's some parcels that we have for grazing, but the bulk of it is actually returned to wetlands. And what we see now is better biodiversity. It's absolutely wonderful. You wake up in the morning, you see all the birds fly in. I never used to see that at all when I was growing up. You just hear the tractors and the diesel going. So, you know, at the end of the day, everything runs in cycles. And we're definitely in that cycle of restoration.
Does it frustrate you that we're in a political climate that seems to prioritise extractive industries and potential, when here we are celebrating your efforts and many others who work alongside you too? I'm sure you'd agree, Nicola, that the protection of the tile is of the utmost importance. Some pushing it into the back burner, saying, oh, we've got to make money at all costs. What are you making of the political climate, considering the tohu you received is for protection of the tail?
Well, that's true. I mean, we have a coalition government that has made a lot of promises to its constituencies around boosting the economy of our country, which is very important. We've come through some very hard times with the COVID pandemic, and a lot of other things that have impacted on New Zealand's economy. And I fully support ways in which we can grow our economy, but not at the expense of the environment. I think we need to be cautionary in our approaches so that we are sustainable in the long outcome. And sometimes simply taking a dredge and mining to the seas and chopping down the Nahiru, whilst it might return an immediate return on your annual report, in the long term, I don't think so. So we can do better, and I'm sure that this government can really look at ways in which they can build an economy that actually the environment continues to thrive and foster.
Tēnā koe, Tuhine. Look, you're being acknowledged for your mahi in the environmental space, but that might be shortchanging your abilities. You're also the CEO of an iwi, so social service delivery, growing pūtea, looking for earning opportunities too, is all under your watch and across your desk. So what would you say of our people's contribution here? We have our own ways of looking after the tail, and we also want to support our whānau, but need to derive income streams through ethical means, etc. So this is just a part of what you do, Nick.
Yes, that's right. And it is it's a significant part, but it's a part of what we do. And Ngāti Manuhiri is absolutely, we're one of those very few hapu that actually have a treaty settlement. And in the last 12 years, it's been our intention to really look at how we can best support our membership. That's around bringing low-cost, zero-deposit housing. We want to invest in housing provisions for our people. But we don't want our people living in skyline garages, although whilst I say that, that was my holiday batch growing up with my grandparents, and I loved it. But we want our people to have warm, safe, dry homes. On that part, I think the Deputy Prime Minister is right on the button. Our people need warm, dry, safe homes that are affordable. And at the end of the day, Māori have the answer. We always have. I don't think we need to change our tikanga, our customary practices. In actual fact, it gives a very richness to this country.
He and Shane are suggesting the redevelopment of the port at Marsden, reopening the refinery. I've heard a dry dock, some threats to the whenua, perhaps up around Takahiwa. Any thoughts there about the push to get more out of the port?
Well, look, absolutely. The port's always been a massive employer for our whānau, our hapu at Patuharakeke, Te Parawhau, and the surrounding and community. In the 70s, when it came through, it provided jobs and homes for a lot of people. If we can look at Marsden Point and repurpose it, I think, and bring better economies back to the north that desperately need it, then absolutely we should support that.
And is the Kalerpa thing an issue up north for Manuhiri as well?
Oh, my God, yeah. Well, you know what I'm like around Kalerpa. I'm fixated on it. So in 2 weeks' time, we're going back into the water at Irish Shoal at the around Carbo Island. We're diving down. We've got about 6 weeks to get rid of that whole area. I'm pretty confident we're going to do it, or else, you know, geez, I shouldn't be accepting an award. And then we need to turn our attention to help our whanaunga that are also affected by it. But I'm really pleased that Minister Hoggard has invested $5 million into the first round of eradication. Our job is to get on with it and roll the sleeves up.
Does it? Are we dredging it up, sucking it up like a vacuum cleaner, or are you sending divers down to try and peel it back? Because it grows in great volume, doesn't it? Does it come away from the seafloor easily? How are you doing it?
Well, we're going to do a combination of things. So, you know, the vacuum will be really important where it's quite dense. But we're also going to lay benthic liners, mats down, because that's one of the most effective ways of killing Kalerpa. So we want to do everything we can. The mission is, in 6 weeks' time, I want to go back to our communities and say, right, we've knocked this bugger off its perch. Now we need to start focusing on the other areas, help our local communities and our whanaunga iwi with the mahi that they need to do.
All vital mahi, and thank you again, as we started off with, congratulations on being acknowledged for your mahi on behalf of Te Taiao, and all the best with the tribal mahi too that keeps you busy on a day-to-day basis. Mauri ori ka koe, te tuhine, kia ora, Nicola. Thank you so much.
Kia ora whānau, thank you.
Thank you. Nicola McDonald joining us on Pākehā.